Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Even as Indian software services companies navigate one of the roughest periods in their history, Infosys is looking ahead with optimism. It is betting on AI and cloud computing-led growth and plans to hire 20,000 graduates this fiscal year amid rising demand for digital transformation, CEO Salil Parekh said in an exclusive interview with Chandra R. Srikanth. Infosys added 17,000 employees in the first quarter and plans to hire people despite industry uncertainty. The company's bullish stance stands in contrast to rival Tata Consultancy Services, which recently announced a 2% workforce reduction. Tata Motors is driving into Turin from Mumbai with the acquisition of Iveco's commercial vehicle business. It plans to repay the approximately 38,000 crore acquisition debt it is raising for the buyout within 4 years, aided by a mix of free cash flows, a potential 1 billion euro capital raise, and monetization of Tata Capital stake, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The deal is expected to give Tata Motors greater presence in international markets, access to clean energy powertrains, and a powerful brand, writes Rohit Singh. The government is treading cautiously after Trump's decision to impose a 25% tariff on Indian goods. However, more than $25 billion worth of Indian exports, including drugs and smartphones valued at $10.5 billion and $14.6 billion respectively, are safe from Trump's new tariffs thanks to exemptions granted to these key sectors, reports Adrija Chatterjee. In an interview with her, Ashwani Mahajan, the national co-convener of RSS affiliate Swadeshi Jagran Manch, said bilateral trade agreements should stay focused on trade alone, and attempts to bring non-trade aspects undermine the very foundation of the free trade order. But even the higher 25% tariff could still give India an advantage over some of its South Asian neighbors, writes Ishan Gera. Trump's tariffs on India should be a wake-up call for the country to rethink its trade policies, argues Bidisha Bhattacharya, emphasizing the need for India to transform its global economic engagement and become a contributor to global economic governance. Gaurav Chaudhary believes Trump's tariffs can be a catalyst for India to push through economic reforms, similar to the transformative changes that followed the 1991 crisis. Despite the tariff uncertainty, Sirma SGS Technology, an electronics manufacturing services company, has hired investment banks JM Financial and Kotak Mahindra Capital to manage its proposed 1,000 crore rupee qualified institutional placement offering, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The company plans to utilize the funds for strategic growth initiatives, including inorganic acquisitions and capital expenditure under the government's component manufacturing policy. Meanwhile, Swiggy is taking a hard look at its investment in Rapido. The ride-hailing company has now entered Swiggy's own turf of food delivery, raising questions of a potential conflict of interest. Swiggy invested in Rapido in 2022 and owns around 12% in the company, which translates to around $120 million at the current valuation of slightly over $1 billion. Rapido is aiming to break the duopoly of Zomato and Swiggy in food delivery. And finally, if you enjoy a little boardroom gossip with your business news, don't miss today's MC Insider. Today's edition features a rather peculiar disclosure, a fund house's search for an exit and a storm on Dalal Street. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.